We're holding here in Simen Reish Pei Tes Dines Uda Shachar Shal Shabbos. The Chaver says Yeah Shulchan Aruch Mita Mutzas Yafel Ma Prusa B'Chol Sudas Kumovus Zalayla. So just like on Friday night, your home is supposed to be organized and mechubed. So too by the morning, you shouldn't leave out all the dishes on the table Friday night. You should put away the dishes, clean up. So Shabbos morning, it's a mechubed zikasuda. It starts off nicely. So this is what we call Kiddush Kiddush Rabba. We make Kiddush in the morning. Some of the Rishonim say that it's Lashon Tzagi Nohar. It's really the big Kiddush. It's not a big Kiddush, it's a small Kiddush. It's just a Birkas HaGeffen. We say Lashon Tzagi Nohar. So Chazal or Mesakin to make Kiddush by day also. At night, it might be a Din D'Oraisa. It's a Shaila. Is Kiddush al Yain Doraisa, Chokos Rishonim. But certainly, there is a mitzvah in the Torah to make Kiddush Friday night. Maybe we'll go say through davening. But by day, it's only a Din Rabbanan. Kiddush Rabba. Now, our minhag is to say a number of psukim before. Bishamru, Zachor, different minhagim, Sephardim, say psukim, Yeshaya. At the very end, Al Kain Beirach, right? So there's somehow in the minhag just saying Al Kain Beirach, which is a half a pasuk. So there's a debate about that. Is that appropriate? There's a limit schus, so often we say half psukim, even though the Gemara says called pasuk lepaske Moshe anu lepaskina. You shouldn't say half psukim. It could be it's also to say it derech kriya. If you're saying it derech tefila, it's mutter. Vzos Torah, right? Al pi Hashem yad Moshe. Pi Hashem yad Moshe is half a pasuk. So there's some people don't say that for that reason, but the minhag is to say it. Okay.
What's the rest of the pasuk from Alkain?
Alkain. I have to check it up. Alkain Beirach Hashem. Hold on a second. What's the rest of the pasuk? I'm not sure. It's not coming up here. Anyway, it seems you have a pasuk. The Rishonim deal with the question of Te'ima b'fnei Kiddush. The Mechaber says over here, does it say Feirish? Yeah, let's continue. The Mechaber, Al-Kain Yitol Yada, after Achar HaKiddush Yada, you make Kiddush, you wash your hands. Seems like even the people, the Yakis, who make Kiddush on Friday night after they wash their hands, on Shabbos day they don't do that. V'yivtzar lechem mishneh, k'mo v'lai, you have lechem mishneh, v'yivtzar. You can't make Kiddush in one room and then eat in another room. But the Eved, we assume if it's in the same home, it's okay. If you have Das. But certainly not in different homes. You can't eat before you make Kiddush. So that's a special halacha that applies to Kiddush. You can't drink even. You can't even drink water. So the Mechaber says, to drink water before you daven, that's okay. Because you know the Chiyuv Kiddush. Once the Chiyuv Kiddush finish Musaf, Chiyuv Kiddush kicks in, can't even drink water. That's a special chumrah that applies to Kiddush. By most mitzvahs, we say you could drink water before you do the mitzvah. Chazal wanted us to make Kiddush immediately by Shefrai night, so they imposed a special din, you can't even drink water. Apparently, that halach applies, according to the Mechaber, even by Shabbos day. Excuse me. Thank you. Now this is a machlokas Rishonim. The Ravid says you're allowed to drink or even eat before Kiddush in the morning. It's only a night. That's the sheet of the Ravid. We don't generally rely on the Ravid, but say of other things, we sometimes rely on the Ravid. So for example, there's a machlokas women are chayiv in Kiddush by day. We assume they are, but there's a day, the day of the Maram Chalava, that women aren't chayiv by day. So some folks want to say that if a woman is very faint, she's not feeling well, she's waiting for her husband to come home, so she should make Kiddush. But if she doesn't want to make Kiddush, because they don't have so much wine or whatever, she's not comfortable making Kiddush, so then she can rely on this opinion that the Tzeruf, the fact that the Maharal Kalba says that she's not Chayef by day. And the Rebbe says, even if you're Chayef, you're allowed to eat before Kiddush by day. So that's why there are sometimes coolers that people rely on. Likewise, a person's not feeling well in general. Again, a person's not feeling well in general. By men, if you're father chayev, so just relying on the rabbit alone is hard. It's hard to make Kiddush, but you know there's a discussion if a person isn't feeling so well, you know, so let's say he's going to eat before davening. So the mamish doesn't feel like before davening. So should he make kiddush then? So we assume that there's no chiyuv kiddush until you daven. But that's for a regular person. A person who is allowed to eat, so if he has to eat mezonos, he has to eat hamotzi before davening, that's what the doctor says, so then he has to make kiddush taka. But if he only needs to have an apple, he's going to have a drink of water, so then there's no chiyuv kiddush. Kiddush kicks in, like I said, after davening. Now, what does after davening mean? So we know there's chakras, and then there's Musa, we spoke about this in the past, right? Mm-hmm. So what about after chakras? It's a machlokas. It's a machlokas achronim. After chakras, there's a chiv kiddush. We usually assume that the chiv kiddush kicks in with chumra after chakras, but it's a debate. So sometimes people are makel about that too. Some people are makel. I think in the ger, I was once in a ger shtibul. They have like a takana that they learn for an hour. So the people drink coffee after chakras. They hold that until most of the tanachiyuv. Okay. This Seder.
So if you need to drink a water in the middle of Torah, then that's fine?
Yeah, if you need to, it's fine. There's a tzeruv here, you can have to arrive it. You know,
right.
It could be there's no visor to eat before Kiddush, and it could be the Chiv Kiddush didn't kick in. So that's
that would
be a tzeruv.
It's water or something that's not mezono.
I've seen where the Bar Mitzvah Bachar has, when he's laying in the tarry,
it's
like
bottle
a
water.
Bottle of water,
yeah. So the people are makil, the chazan or the balachare. It's not so good. The Seder.
Didn't it used to be like a very common thing that like the chazan of a shul would drink schnapps right before he would go up and do and
I'm not familiar with that. Man.
I
mean, a lot of people are not me'akvira, but not mean for davening. There's b'chal din, it's a din shel
chanuk. Find an article.
There's limited skus. You know, you can't eat kavana, and you can't have kavana if you don't eat. It's just a little bit chassidish, because most of us doesn't really, you know, I don't know, does it really help our kavana so much? I don't know. If you daven at 9:30, so then you're starving. If you daven at 8, you know, probably not starving. You know. Question?
Is there any din in the difference not before Shabbos.
I don't think there's any difference. I mean,
yeah.
You don't have to eat before chakras regardless. It could be that if you'll daven later on Shabbos, they might have a din of a chola. That's the claim that some make. That since the minhag is daven later, so mela, it's harder, it's a longer davening. You'll only be done by 11, you'll be chalishing. Okay, I'm not into it. I'm not saying you should do it. I think you should daven on time and you should finish and make it. Base. So there's a din of making kiddush on a chamar bedina. Many people make kiddush on schnapps. So that's a whole issue. And so, you know, we spoke about this in the past that people don't have a shear. That's another issue. Some umal tzchus, and others say that you should have a shear. But if you have a chamar bedina, it's mutter. If in the sheikhar sharmashkin ochel v'lo kiddush, the machaber says you don't have to fast all day. If you don't have a chamar bedina, you're allowed to eat without making kiddush. They didn't impose this din of kiddush, you know, to such an extent, this issue of eating for kiddush, such that you have to fast. Pardon?
This means if there's no kiddush.
If there's no wine, there's no chamar bedina, it's very rare.
There's no challah either.
I mean, challah, it could be there's no point of making kiddush on challah on Friday night to make kiddush on challah, because it's the kiddush is actually a significant kiddush. By Shabbos day, it's just like a bracha. So saying a gefen shows it's a unique meal. Instead of starting with the bread, I'm starting with a glass of wine. And of wine, I'll take beer. I'll take orange juice. I'll show something's different. But starting with hamotzi isn't really kiddush. You're going to say a couple of psukim. Those psukim don't really make it into significant. There is such a machlokes. There's a talk of machlokes achronim. What to do? Is there a mila of making your own bread by day? But the mishabur says you shtaka should, I think. But I think some of the others say that no. The Magavisha says there's no point. There's no point in making kiddush by bread by day. So Mishnah Berurah says it. So you're right. You should make it on the. Where does Mishnah Berurah say it? Look in the last yud. Perk sheyesh lo pas omer hamotzi al pas. Okay, but it's a shaila. The Magavisha argues with this. But okay, the Mishnah Berurah says it. Shkoyach. Thank you for the correction. Yeah.
Specifically, though, sorry to go back to what actually saying kiddush supposed to be saying. Is there any difference between saying zachar or b'shomer?
You should follow your family minhag. There's no real difference. They say the briskers just say a gefen.
Yeah.
Although it's a little bit weird because in what way is it nicker? Oh, it's nicker because you're making a gefen for a motzi. Some say l'shem kiddush hayom. It's nice to say the psukim, a very beautiful psukim.
Should you say alke?
Yeah, if you say it with the continuation of the pasuk, everyone's not coming back to.
Heard anybody do this? Maybe you could start kishayishes yam.
That's the pasuk. Sorry, you're not going to shvi al kein ver. So if you say that, if you say zochor, you're fine. There are people who only say shamor, v'shamru. They say v'shamru, and then they say al kein.
Isn't v'shamru leading into al kein?
No, v'shamru leads into Zohar in the Sukh Ashkenaz, and Zohar leads into Al Kain. Shuvah Reis of the Shabbos.
No, it's similar phrases, but they get repeated. Zohar Zem Shabbos Akacha starts a sequential order of Pesukim.
Zohar Zem Shabbos Akacha. Shabbos Zem Shabbos Akacha. Shabbos Zem Shabbos Akacha. Shabbos Zem Shabbos Akacha. Shabbos Zem Shabbos Akacha.
Shabbos Zem Shabbos Akacha. Shabbos Zem
Al Kain.
Then we go into Al Kain. Al Kain is the final word. Al Kain
Right. Look in Yisro in Shmos Perachov. Right, that's where you are? Shmos Perachov. So that's where. So there are some who have the minhag of saying Bishamru, and they skip to Al Kain. Many have that minhag. They don't say Zohar.
Okay.
So that raises the question of saying half a pasuk. And there's limits close for it, but some people are uncomfortable with that. They're different opinions.
What about, I've seen before, like, Im Tashiv also.
Im Tashiv, that's what the Sephardim minhag is.
Right.
Those are Pesukim in Yeshaya. For those Pesukim, Chazal learned the din of Oneg and Kavo, and Travis, so many Sephardim have that practice. You say the Ashkenazi would do that? I don't know.
I've seen it in Ashkenazi.
Okay. They're different. They're different in Hagen. Whatever you use, fine. Okay. If you look here at Siman Reish Tzadi, moving on, Shavuos Yashlim Mea Brachos, there is a takana. Again, it's a shayla exactly the level of the schiyuv, but some type of agent takana of saying Mea Brachos b'chol yom David HaMelech. The idea is incorporating Kadosh Baruch Hu in our life by saying Mea Brachos. You say it 100 times, you think about Kadosh Baruch Hu. That, of course, provided that you are thinking of what you're saying when you say the bracha. Okay. But anyway, if you think about it half the time, you said Hashem's name 50 times. Okay, sure. So if you do the cheshbon during the week, so davening is so long, 19 brachas, 3 times a day, all the other brachas, you have more than 100. On Shabbos, the Shemona Esrei is only 7 brachas, not 19. And therefore, if you make the cheshbon, the Chronim point out, you're missing 10, you're missing 13, you're missing a couple of brachas. So how do you mashlim? So you can mash the snacks. You can mash the, you know, most of us go to the bathroom more often. You know, we're always snacking, so also go to the bathroom. Ashi yotzer. So the Mechaber says here, Yarbe peros u'megadim u'minei reyach kedei l'hashli minei minei brachos. Some Sephardim are very into the minei reyach. You go to Sephardi shuls, they have like minei besamim and atzei besamim and ispei besamim. And every time you come into shul, you say 3 brachos. So every time you come to shul, you say 3 brachos. You're also going to mash them. Right.
I've been to a house where right after Kiddush, before you wash, they'll bring out like Adama and Mizonot and Ha'etz. They'll bring out like apples.
So that's actually an interesting question. Is that Pashat? Yeah, that's a shayla of the bracha achrona of bracha shein. I mean, the post can actually talk about whether or not this din of brachos can somehow push off the bracha shein etzricha. So, for example, let's say I'm eating a meal and I want to have dessert. So I could eat it as part of the meal. I won't say the bracha dessert. But many desserts are covered. Some Mizonos desserts are covered, for many people assume. Or I could say bench, and then I'll say a bracha rishona and a bracha achrona on the desserts, and I'll have a few more brachas. I'll have some nuts and some fruit and some shakal and some Mizonos, and then I'll make a alamichia and a brain of fashas, and I'll be marve brachas. So some folks can say that's okay, because it's not considered in tzricha, because it is tzricha, because you're doing it to get to the Mea Brachos. Now, again, it's not so much. It's probably better to make a little hefsek. It's schmooze for 10 minutes. But it's usually what happens anyway, meaning it's, you don't usually bench and right away, you know. Lema'isa, the Mechaber here gives the Eitza of being Mashlim v'Peros. Says the Ramah, V'imragil v'sheina sachar esrayim v'liv yitlena ki onik hulo. If you enjoy sleeping, so you should sleep because it's an onik Shabbos, onik Shabbos special mitzvah. So just getting back to the issue of the Mea Brachos, and there are a lot of details when it comes to this issue. There is a question, Bechlau, how you define a day of this halacha. We know there are 2 halachic definitions of the day. In the world of Mikdash, the day begins in the morning and ends at night. And in most areas of halacha, the day begins at night and ends the next night. So there is a discussion when it comes to this. The Ikra is that it starts at night and ends the next night. meaning that's why we have an issue, because otherwise you'd have Marev, you know, 18 brachos, you know, 18 brachos. But the problem is that sometimes you make early Shabbos. So are you losing all your brachos, all your davening, all your kiddush from before Shkia, or you end Shabbos late? You daven be bench when after Zman, after Shkia, after Tzeis even, you go to the late minion, the Rebbeinu Tam minion. So are you losing your brachos? So there is a discussion about this. Some folks can assume that it's Tzeis to Tzeis, or Shkia to Shkia, and that's it. And you, if you made early Shabbos, you miss those brachos. There are different approaches to this. I don't think most people are sitting and counting brachos, even though actually it's brought down. There's a formulation of the Rambam, you should like careful to count the brachos. No, I think most of us don't do that. We just snack. We don't have to, you don't need to be machmir to snack. We're snack anyway. You know, it's not good for the diet, but the majority of people snack. So if you snack a little bit, you're going to be covered. If you're not covered, you're health conscious, you don't like snacking. So that's great. How do you get your mei brachos? So their poskim would say, well, you can be yotze by listening to the Birkas HaTorah for the aliyahs. You know, you have kavanah to be yotze, maybe he has kavanah to yotze you. Or if you daven for the amud, you get the chazaras and shatz brachas. There are ways to, you know, if you're a kohen, you get two more brachas for a kohanim. There are ways to, you can say amen to anybody's brachas. On anything you say, you hear a bracha.
There's a lot more than you think. Like,
they do a cheshbon. It's also the cheshbon, like I say, cheshbon in one bathroom. You know, people go to daven six times a day. So, you know, there's certainly right. More than you. But anyway, lemaisa, most people get the brachas through their regular, like you said, through the regular snacking and the like.
So I think once was asked a shayla once.
Uh-huh.
About, he said that one time one of his tabir was in a shul and he kept hearing this clicking noise. And
he was like, "Can I take his brachas?"
He had like this little like pocket clicker, like
okay.
One of those uses things to see how many people are in like.
Yeah.
The Yavitz in the Siddur Yavitz actually says that he reads the Rambam, and the Minhag is not to do that. It's
right.
Not,
and he also did it on Shabbos, and
oh, that's actually interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Something's wrong. Okay.
I didn't listen to all share, but yeah, I thought it was interesting.
The Ramah here says that you should sleep if you enjoy sleeping on Shabbos, the Tanug. The folks are talking about whether or not you're allowed to say, listen, I want to drive, you know, tonight a few hours. I want to go to, let's go to sleep, so I'll have koch, I'll have energy. I have to study tonight for a vechina. So to study on Shabbos, if it's a little Torah, so it's not a problem with Hanukkah, itself, it's inherently valuable. But you shouldn't say that you're doing Hanukkah, you shouldn't say you're sleeping in order to have more kochos later. The issue of Hachana is, you know, it's a very interesting issur. It's not an issur when it's not apparent. Meaning, so sometimes a person can do something with das for Hachana, but it's not apparent, and therefore it's not included in Hachana. Or if there's any immediate benefit right now, say, I take a coat with me on the way to Shul. I'm going to be there for Mincha Maariv. Let's say, Shul is in Shul. It's not so cold now. It's going to be cold later. So you take a coat now. So that's not hachana, because you're taking a coat now. If it was cold now, you would put the coat on. It's not cold, but it might be cold. You know, it's not something that's like apparent that you're doing it for tomorrow. But this issue of hachana comes up sometimes in 2 days yontif. 2 days yontif, we should be making for the first day, the second day. Somebody asked me, Shaila, they were going to go to their in-laws' walk on the first day yontif. They wanted to take their talis for the next day. Their machzor, their sitter, I think it was Rosh Hashanah. I think it was Rosh Hashanah. I'm going to take their kittel with them. So it's like, I don't know, to me it seems a little bit odd, because like, in Bishlam, you take a coat, you can put the coat on now, okay, it's not so cold, but you could wear it. I'm saying, it's different than if you take, you know, something that you have no usage now, and it's pashut that the talis is for tomorrow. No, nobody wears a talis, you know, I don't know. So, question?
Some
wear the talis from Marv. Okay, I don't know, it's, Marv's the very next day. If they were their talis before Marv. Then, okay.
We always get to these shadows. I never actually asked anyone. I didn't know. When it comes to Hachana, though, would it be like an issue on Friday night if you have if you have soup Friday night and then you have the soup bowls? Is it an issue to wash them and put them away?
So I don't think it's considered an issue to wash them, because you could use the bowls tomorrow. Meaning, if you know
for sure you're not having.
But I think that even soup bowls you can use to serve other things in. You know, they're very makele. Like you can wash. Let's say you had lots of guests Friday night, and Shabbos day it's just you and your wife.
Yeah.
You can wash all your dishes because you need a spoon for Shabbos days, you'll wash 12 spoons. We're pretty makel when it comes to this. Again, maybe it's not right to take advantage of it, but as long as there's, you know, maybe Orchim will come, so you wash your cups, even if you're planning any Shal Shuddah somewhere else. But you can still wash your cups and your small plates, because maybe you'll want a snack in Shabbos afternoon.
And like a pot?
A pot is a more problematic. A pot, you're not planning on using.
What if you need the space? Like you have a small kitchen?
If you need the space... So yeah, I mean, it's not so hypothetical here. It's very practical. Yeah. I saw a post talk about if you're afraid the bugs are going to come. So there's like a tzarek right now. Or if you need the space, also if you're a tzarek right now, just you have to figure out if it's really, really a tzarek. Meaning, can you put it, you know, on the side? If you really don't have space, then it's mutter. Okay. Phase. Says the Mechaber, Achar Suda Shachar's Kovi Medrash. Likas Menavim and Lidrash Medivrei Agada. You should be Shiurim in Shabbos Day. Shabbos Day of Learning. Also, like Boaz Suda Boaz Sasha. You shouldn't, you know, extend your meal for 4 hours until the rabbi's Shir. If there's a Shir, go to the Shir. There's a special mitzvah of Limud Torah on Shabbos. The Ramah says, Po'alim Shevalibatim She'enam Oskim B'Torah Kol Yimei Shavua Yasku Yosef B'Torah B'Shabbos. If your Valibos doesn't have a chance to learn so much in Shabbos on the weekdays, you're busy with work, so Dafka Shabbos, take advantage. Right? And they should even learn more than Talmud Chachamim Oskim B'Torah Kol Yishavua. Dafka Talmud Chachamim was learning all day, the whole week. You should relax in Shabbos. Talmud Chachamim Yashku Yosef B'Oneg Achilo Shtiyak Tzas Tarehem Yisagim B'Nuudam Kol Yimei Shavua. So the shayla, what the gather of this is, I think the Rav said it's been like a shvisa. Shabbos should be different. So if all week you learn, Shabbos you should not learn so much. And if all week you don't have a chance to learn, there are different gedarim. The pashas is the midst of Talmud Torah is when you have a chance. So on the weekdays, you're busy. Shabbos you have more time, so tachiv of Talmud Torah. Some want to say tachiv of Oneg. Part of Oneg Shabbos is to learn. Shabbos Torah is misameach, Torah is misaneg. There are different understandings of this din, but certainly learning Torah and Shabbos is very, very important. The Mechavim speak about the idea of Mechadish and Shabbos, trying to have Mechidish, although it actually works together that during the nap they would have Chidushim. I haven't reached that Madrega yet, where during my nap I get Chidushim. But they say that some of the Mechavim had the biggest Chidushim during their nap. So it's okay. If you can't get it during your nap, so to get it when you're not during your nap, it's nice to Mechadish. It's always good to Mechadish. The Seder. Moving on to Siman Reish Tzadi Aleph, Din Shalosh Sudos, the din of having Shalosh Sudos, right? Shalosh Sudos, Shalosh Sudos, Sudash Lishit. Yehazahir Meod Lekayim Sudash Lishis. You should be very careful to have Sudash Lishit. V'af Im Hu Yisavei Yochal Lekayim Osav Kibetz. Mishmaru points it's a little more than a kibetz. Lechatchila, b'diavad yotzu with the kazayis. For all the meals, but lechatchila we say you should have like a kvias. A kvias is a little more than a kveitza, so it's like a little more than two kazeis, two or three mechulkas. Im iav sharlo klal echo. If you're mamish stuffed, sometimes in the winter, Shabbos ends very early, and you had a very late lunch. You had a simcha, so you end Shabbos, you end at 3 o'clock, and you're davening mincha, and now you have to eat shalosh. You just had a huge meal. So the part of the eitza is not to eat so much in the first place. The fact that people stuff themselves with Shabbos. And then they fall asleep and they can't learn. That's itself a mistake. But last person did it, he's not hungry. So ain't a chayv letzaris hatzma, you're not chayv. It's not like the first two meals where it's a chayv gomor. It's a chayv oneg Shabbos, but if it's not oneg for you because you're stuffed, so then you're not chayv to have shalosh shudos. The Ramah says, umishlo akal v'leil Shabbos, yokal shalosh shudos v'yom Shabbos. If a person was very busy Friday night, there was some emergency, he was in the hospital, didn't have a chance to eat a suda Friday night. So then, by Shabbos day, he should eat 3 sudas. He should make kiddush also, he touched a little bit of the kiddush. And he should eat 3 sudas. There is a question if both sudas have to have, the first 2 sudas have to have bread. Meaning, we said a minute ago that the third meal doesn't have to have bread. So you're doing tashlumin. Is it that the first 2 meals need to have bread, and therefore if you forgot to say, you would have to go back, etc.? Or no, only the first meal has to have bread. The second is already like Shalosh Shudos, even it's only the second meal, and therefore you wouldn't have to go back. There's a student in Mishabur about this, actually. In Kuf Pei Ches, Chafav, Mishabur passes, you have to go back. If you didn't say to say here, he says not. But okay. Fine. Sif Beis. Zmanu Shigia Zman Mincha. Hainu Moshe Shalosu Mechza Lamaila. It's from 12 and a half hours, from 6 and a half hours, 12:30 and on, halachically speaking, meaning the right to zan mincha. The asah kodem lachem lakiyah mitzvah shuvah shlishis. The mechaber paskins, you can't do shuvah shlishis in the morning. This is very nogea when erev Pesach shachal yos b'shabbes, where you can't eat chametz later in the afternoon. So some people wake up every week so very early. It happens every couple of years. You remember because it's like a big to do. Yeah, happened a few years ago. And you get up early, so you have a meal. So then, what do you do with Shal Shudas? So some people bench, and they wait 15 minutes, they walk around, they take a break, and they wash again, and they have a second meal in the morning to be counted as Shal Shudas. That assumes that Shal Shudas can be performed in the morning. That's the debate. The Mechaber says it can't. According to the Mechaber, you have to have just Peros that year. You'll eat Peros, and you'll see the Peros. Some say you shouldn't drink water after you have mincha. The aschosus and shamus like henam. The alkein ain lechol su the shlishis between mincha lamarev. El yochal osa kodim mincha. So the aschosus assume that you should eat shlishis before you have mincha. This is not our practice. The yeshamim do also have this pile of mincha tzilas. We assume that it's better to have a mincha first. Chenu hagin lechat chilav from this elu. The kol makom in lishas mayim in the haros. You shouldn't drink water from the river. I don't think anybody drinks water from a river today in the Western countries. Aval bevay shari v'shchol shekein shar mashkin the shari. The yeshamim do in aser el toch shnei maser chodesh al avi bima. It's only aser 12 months after your parents died. The yeshamim do aser shzeh shastius mayim ino rak be'erav shabbos. Some say it's iser erav shabbos. It's hard to know what's going on with these. The shama is going back to Gehenna, but there's some issue of drinking water from the haros. Okay, lemaisa. In terms of the zmanim for shalashudis, so like we said, you should have shalashudis in the afternoon, ideally, because the mechaber pasan has to be in the afternoon. There is a day that you're yotzi in the morning, but sometimes in the winter time, people don't have two meals; they split the meal in half. I think it's going to be mentioned here in the mechaber in a minute. But we'll hold off for that. But lemaisa. We said that from Zman Mincha is the beginning of the Zman, and the end of the Zman is Shkia. You shouldn't eat after Shkia. If you forgot to eat Shalashudas, Rei Shkia, some folks can say you have a few minutes, some say you'll have 9 minutes, 13 minutes, different days. Here in Eretz Yisrael, it's hard to be makel, because here in Eretz Yisrael, it says so soon. So the Zman Marev assumes that Mishra Shabbos Kachas assumes that you shouldn't even wash 10 minutes before Shkia. Because 10 minutes before Shkia is 20 minutes before Zman Kriya Shema. The minute is not like that. I think people wash until Shkia because we're so much on the Shomer. He's going to remind us we have a minyan kavua. We're not going to forget to have Mar. Anyway, the Maisa, you have the Tchila Zman, you have the Sof Zman. And like I said, some people are making a little bit in Tashkia, a few minutes in Tashkia if you didn't eat. If you had Peros in the afternoon, so you're already Yotze, so you don't need to be Makel. If you didn't eat Peros, then people are making to wash to have shalashudas. And certainly in America, where there's tastes longer, people are making up to 9 minutes, 13 minutes. Okay.
Once you bench, are you allowed to either drink anything?
No. Once you bench, that's a little later in Dinei Havdalah. Okay. So the Dinei, once you bench, you're not supposed to eat. Drinking water might be different, but we'll see that Birt Hashem, I guess, next time. I'm not sure. One second. So this is Gimel. I was really jumped the gun. Gimel has an interesting halacha. Nish mishcha sudas abokar al shegiyah zman mincha. A person is eating, and it's already zman mincha. It happens to us often, right? The person is in the middle of his meal. It's already zman mincha. It's his morning meal. Yafsi kasuda yivarech brichas amazim. Hitol yada yivarech brichas amazim yisar. You can split up your morning meal, not just in erev Pesach Shacharis Shabbos. And every in the middle of the winter, you started eating at 11:30. Now it's 12:30. You can bench. Take a short break and wash again and have your second half of your meal as Kaddish HaLashudis. V'nochal ha-davar she'im lo'a ha-yosekein me'achar shenim shukasudis ha-boker ha-yosa sha lo'a yokol le'achol achar kakal ha-chil ha-gasa. And it's a good idea, says the Mechaber, because you're going to otherwise have a hard time eating HaLashudis. Now, it's not always the case. You can just eat less and have HaLashudis. But if that's not the case, so then you can do this. Aval mishi yodesh afshel echol achar tzial mincha imetzivu liyasa suda shlishis kona mincha miyo im asa yotza. The Rambam says that we hold lechatchili you should eat shalashudas after mincha, which is not a machlokes, but that's what he said in the previous sif. So therefore we hold lechatchili you shouldn't do this. Some people, I was once at somebody's home where they went to dafim mincha mamish, mincha gedola. They benched, they went to dafim mincha gedola, they came back, and they washed again. That is, more of a hefsek. It's more, I think, more legit to do that as opposed to just benching and waiting a few minutes, which is already runs into the Shaila Fracha She'ena Atzricha. Okay. Dalit. Ein Tzarech Lekadesh B'Sudah Shlishis. You don't need to make Kiddush. There's actually a minhag of the Mekubalim to take wine and to, the Rambam says, you kovea all the Sudas in the Yain. So the Mekubalim are very makbid on this. I don't know if they got it from the Rambam, but some of them actually make kiddush before Shal Shiras, and others don't make kiddush, but they just, you know, take a cup of wine in the middle of Shal Shiras, they make a hagefen to show the chashivas for the suda. Pardon? They do it with kiddush, or they do just okay. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, to show the chashivas of the suda. That's what Rambam says. Valtzach divtzol shteik karis. The Mechaber says you have lechem mishnah. That's actually a machlokas rishonim, because did they have lechem mishnah in the midbar? All that was left was one kikar. So if you look at the Ramah here, the Ramah says, so it have a pami b'shabbos so it chol p'suda shtei kikar. So the Ramah says you always need lechem mishnah. U'fachos lo yelam p'suda shlish is pachos b'kikar. You should have at least one kikar. U'mizeh pasha minak l'hakal v'tzol p'suda shlish is rak b'kikar. There's a minak ashkenaz to have only one kikar. Well, yesh l'hachmir l'kach shayim. It's better to be machmir. So we try to have lechem mishnah by shal shodis. But if you're stuck, you can still, you don't have to vatel. You can still eat. I mean, if you're stuck even with a prusa, you can. But the idea of making a bracha on a shalem the whole week is a din of chashivus. If you have a choice, it's better to say a bracha on a whole pita, not on a half pita. But that's din hilchos brachos. In din hilchos Shabbos, it seems like there's an inyan to dafka say on a whole, or even a lechem mishnah. If not, lechem mishnah, at least one whole kikar zecher lamad. If you don't have, so then you make do with what you have. There is a shayla if you have to cover the chalas on lechem shal shudas. The parashah says you don't, but the Ben Ishkai says you cover them. Some people cover them. The parashah says covering is connected to the wine. There's no wine, so there's no need to cover them. Okay, for zecher l'man, maybe you would want to cover them. And the man had a shichva tal on top and the bottom. The seder vayter tzorich l'asus for pas. You have to eat bread for Shalosh Shudas. You can have cake, you can have Cheerios. Some say you can even have with basar v'dagim, v'lo peros. There's a very, very big range. As far as Iker says, the Machar is better to use bread. If you're very hungry, very full, you don't need to. So the advantage of making a pas, in addition to the fact that that's the Iker Halacha, is that then you can keep on eating during Shkia. We mentioned before that once Zman Kriya Shema comes and Avdallah, you're within a half an hour, so you're not supposed to be eating. So if you started Beheter, if you have a Suda, it's considered starting Beheter, you can keep on eating. But if you're just sipping tea, now, tea might be most anyway, but let's say you're eating fruit. So then comes shkia, you should stop because it's not a kvias. Now it's a shaila because if you're eating the fruit, the shame shalashudas, and the chalik kvias is shalashudas. So some folks come to make it. They say that if you're eating mazonos for shalashudas, let's say you're eating cake, so that becomes your kvias. So that's mutter. But there's a shaila about that issue. So it's better to use bread, unless you can't. The Rambam says, "Welcome to Yevshel Lechol Pas." Go to Erfes and Chagis Mashabes. Asur Lechol Pas, Lachar Mincha. So then you should have fruit. There isn't even a day you can be up to with Divrei Torah. There's a story with Rav Chaim, I think. Somebody once asked him, "How come he's not yotzi with Divrei Torah?" So he said, "If I say over a vort, and then you slug me up, so it's no longer a vort. You can't slug off a piece of gefilte fish, you know." Okay. Anyway, I don't think the story is a true story. I mean, I think the real reason that he was machmer on bread is because this dude, you should still eat bread. Okay. It comes from the Zohar that the Rashbi was yotze with divrei Torah. Okay, I don't thought really like the halacha. We would tell somebody to eat fruit. You know, that's what he's on the Erev Shabbos. Fine. In terms of yontif, there's a machlokas. The Rambam brings down shalosh shudas by yontif too. We don't assume that way. The halacha, we assume the halacha. There's no chiyuv shalosh shudas on yontif. But some are machmir for the Rambam. And on the last day of Pesach, there's also a minhag to eat shal shuddos, even if you're not generally makom of the Rambam, to have the last chance to have matzah for the Vilna Gaon. It's a mitzvah called Shiva, and for the Chassidim, it's the Suda of Mashiach. So there's an inyan of shal shuddos on the last day of Pesach. In terms of women, the Shulchan Aruch says, Nashim chayavos b'sur shlishis, this is a halacha that all women are careful about. We should tell women nicely that they're also chayim in shal shuddos, afin hayavos oneis adaman, etc. Beseder. So we'll stop here.